This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're making attack ads. Well, sort of. We're in the final stretch of the political season, and just about everyone, including the politicians, are sick of all the negative ads. Patrick Race is the creator of Alaska Robotic News, a political satire program based in Juneau. He's pretty familiar with attack ads.
I was once asked to make an ad about Frank Murkowski, where he was going to be animated and like smoking a cigar over a baby carriage. And I didn't get it, and it didn't resonate with me, and I didn't want to do it.
Cigars and babies aside, Race says he probably still wouldn't have done it. He thinks most attack ads are just pure gibberish.
It's a creation of a meaningless language which encourages unclear thought and reasoning. That's exactly what attack ads are. They become so simplified that they have no meaning.
So I decided to enlist Race to come up with some attack ads that might actually make sense, or if nothing else, were funny.
I think if I were running a campaign right now, what I would do is I would do only positive advertising.
Oh, I like it. We could do like a positive attack ad.
Senator Begich likes to point out his track record of protecting Alaska. But what he doesn't want you to know is that he's also a really great father and husband. Alaska can't afford Mark Begich's modesty. Vote Dan Sullivan. You might have heard Dan Sullivan say that he's endorsed by Senator Lisa Murkowski. But now polls show he's also gained the support of most Alaskans. So which is it, Dan? Alaska doesn't need flip-floppers. Vote Mark Begich.
I like the twist on it, of it being a positive attack ad. But I'm not sure who I'm supposed to hate.
Maybe we could attack ourselves while attacking our opponent.
Actually, that's something you could do. I think if you did if we're talking about things that would be effective on the actual political landscape, I think making a tongue-in-cheek negative ad about yourself would have some potential.
Alaskans need to know the truth about Senator Begich. When he was 13, he missed a week of school to get his tonsils removed. The result? A devastating 97% attendance record that semester. You should probably also know that he rarely finishes his crossword puzzles without asking his wife for help. Mark Begich, telling you the truth, even when it hurts. Dan Sullivan needs you to know some things before you vote for him. He owns every Elton John album, and he's totally secure with that. He also rigged his SATs back in high school, only he rigged them to drop his scores so the other kids wouldn't feel dumb. Dan Sullivan, brilliant to a fault.
Okay, so Patrick, we are in pledge drive right now. Is there any way we could do an attack ad against our listeners to scare them into becoming a member?
Yeah, you have like a stand-in guy. You say like, you know, Joe Smith or whatever the guy's name is has been listening to public radio for 45 years, and he's never once made a donation. He spent $47 on lattes this week.
There are some listeners who don't actually contribute to public media. These shadow listeners expect you to pay while they sip on expensive pumpkin spice lattes. This fall, help us put an end to shadow listeners. If you hear something, pay something.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron. Oh, and I almost forgot.
And then, of course, your ad needs to be paid for by some sort of nebulous facade organization.
The preceding ad was paid for by the people of Alaska at 452 Mordor the Resident Item.